Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Vav. We begin at the Mishnah, four lines off the top, back to the list of those who generate, which violations generate sekila, death by stoning. We have Chilul Shabbos on that list, contained in the Mishnah back on Daf Nun Gimel. So today we'll go through Chilul Shabbos, Klala to Abba Ve'imai, applying the curse to father or mother, and then followed by the Mishnah and the Sugi of Na'ara Hamura, so all three generating Sekila. Says the Mishnah, Mechalos HaShabbos. So Sekila is only Bedavar, if it's an act, Shechayavin, there are different levels of Malacha or violations, so to speak, on Shabbos. We have those that are on the highest level, Shechayavin Al Zedoinei Kores. If they were to be done intentionally, there is a kares, provided there's no opportunity to do sekila. Let's say there was no proper warning issued, etc. So kares from Hashem arrives in either case. Vashigigos echatas. Alternatively, if it was done by accident, unintentionally, there's echatas. So the sekila punishment is exclusive to those very severe, high-level transgressions such as these. Says the Gemara, apparently we have lower level Chilul Shabbos activities that will not generate a sekila because they don't have, you know, the kares option. Really? Mechlal de'ikar midi, the Chilul Shabbos. Do you mean to say there are some forms of Chilul Shabbos, the Chilul Shabbos Havi, ve'en chayov en loyal shigigos echatos ve'loyal zedon e'kares, which do not generate a kares, chatos result? And therefore, there is no sekila as well. Let's have some examples. We have two actually. Mahi, which ones are they? Tchumin v'alibud Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, walking past the, you know, the tchum, the city boundary, or the 2000 Amma area, is asur min ha-Torah. Actually, he holds that it's a isur Torah, but there's no karis on that, and there's no chatas. It's just a lav. And likewise, havara, lighting a fire. Valiva de Rabbi Yesi, we had this the other day, Rabbi Yesi says that Havara, lighting a fire, is learned from a special pasuk, and unlike the other malachis, Havara only generates a laugh. So on the flip side, there will be no kares either. Hamakal of Ve'imai, says the Mishnah. A person applies a curse to his father or mother, in a chayavat shekalim b'shem, it only generates the severe consequence if he applied a primary name of Hashem and involved that in the Klala. Rashi says, "V'shem as hagmurin," and the Mepharshim explained either Yudkei Vavkei or the shame of Aleph Dalet, as opposed to Kidlam Bekinei. Let's say he applied a secondary name. Rashi says, for example, Shakai Tzvokai Tzchanan Rachim. But Machleik is Ramir Machayev. It still counts. V'chacham and Paitrim. Who are the Chachamim? Mach Chachamim, says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi Hu. The Sani has willing to the Brisa. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi Aymer. So this speaks about a Mekalel Mevarachas Hashem. The pasuk says, "V'noikev Shem Hashem Yumas," etc., and concludes with the words, "V'nakvay Shem Yumas." V'nakvay Shem again. That's a superfluous expression. Matam Olam. What's the purpose of that conclusion to the pasuk? Why say Shem again? Limid amakal avivimoy. It's going to be applied to makal of avivimoy to teach us Shem Nechayev Achikalim B'Shem. It's only considered if he applied the primary name of Hashem and evolved that in the Klal, Tana Rabbanan. So we have the pasuk, Ish Ish, right? Ki Ish Ish Asher Yikalel Es Aviv. So here we have the word Aviv near Klala, Aviv Es Imoy, Moishimos, Aviv Imoy Kilel. Here we have Imoy next to the word Kilel, Dama Boy, there is Kila. So we're going to break down the pasuk word by word and apply it. Tana Rabbanan, Ish. Why say it again? Matam Lami Ish Ish. The Rabbis Bas, Tum Tum Adregnus, not only a son, even a daughter, or a tumtum who has both gender signs, who were not sure which gender Adreganus had both. So either way, he's a child, she's a child, it applies to them as well. Asher yikalalus aveves imu. It sounds like only if it's done together, father and mother. Ainli, ela aveve imu. Perhaps only if it's father and mother as a package. Avev shalei imu. What about father without mother? Imu shalei avev, cursed mother without father, minayin. How do we know? Tamaloyma Aviv Imay Kilel. So in the beginning, like we said, it connects Klala to Aviv. At the end of the Pasuk, it puts the word Imay next to Klala to teach us Either way, he is chayiv. Aviv imay kilo dam abayi. So either Aviv kilo or imay kilo, he's chayiv. Did Rabbi Yishai. That's his opinion. Rabbi Yenis and Omer, it's unnecessary to have a special source because although the pasuk does enwrap father and mother, it says isha shi kalo es Aviv es imay. It can mean together. It can mean separate. Unless the pasuk specifies that it has to be together by saying the word yachdov, like we find by kilaim, the pasuk has to specify. You cannot, you know, work a ox and a donkey yachdov. Without a yachdov, it's considered as though it's separating them. So here as well, mashma shnein keechad. You can learn father and mother as one, or mashma echad b'nei atzma, or either one separately. Achi yifratcha kosev yachdov. Unless the Torah specifies yachdov, then you know it's together. Otherwise, he is liable for each one separately. And the pasuk continues, Moishimas, which means beskila. How do we know? Ato ever beskila, you're telling me skila. Oyeino ela achas. Mikol misoy samurus b'torah, perhaps another form of death. The answer is, we have that gzera shava. Nemar kan, we have the word dama boy here. Venemar lahalan, we have by the oyvi doini. Yesterday's discussion. Demei and bama, lahalan just like over there. The pasuk clearly describes it as being beskila. Afkan here as well, beskila. Okay, so we're done with the einish. We know the punishment, etc. Einish shemanu. What about a warning? You can only punish if you warn. Asharim minayin. Where do we find a warning against this type of activity, against klal to father or mother? Tamad leimar. We have a pasuk. Elohim leisa kalal. And the second part of the pasuk is v'nasi v'amcha leisoir. And let's understand Elohim as meaning a dayan, as we had back on the base. In Sanhedrin, position of leadership, a dayan, a judge, Jewish judge, v'nasi v'amcha is a leader, a king, a leader of the nation. So a klal to either one is a problem. Now, how do we cover the father as well? Because look, imoy aviv dayan. Let's go through the various options. If a father was already a dayan, so he's covered by this pasuk, harei buchlal elohim leisakalo. Imoy aviv nasi. Alternatively, if father was not a dayan, but he was a nasi, okay, he's covered by the second part of the pasuk. What if he's none of the above, just a plain yid? How do we know to include that as well? We're going to draw it from both of them by way of a binyan av. Okay, we'll derive the third item from the first two by finding sort of a common denominator, which will generate the third item as well. Amris, let's propose like this. We could generate a binyan av from both items mentioned in the Torah, dayan and nasi. Because you cannot attribute the isur of klala to the dayan due to his superiority over the nasi. Because his advantage, his status, is unique to himself, not found by the nasi, and still a nasi is asur. And likewise, you can't sort of blame the isur of klala against the nasi to the fact that he's a nasi, because that quality of his is not found by the dayan, and the dayan is still asr. Apparently, the reason for klal is not to be attributed to their individual superiority. Loi roi nasi kurei dayan. The chumrah that we find by the nasi is not found by the dayan. And likewise, in the reverse, loi roi dayan kurei nasi. And the Gemara explains which element of superiority is found in either one. Loi roi dayan kurei nasi, the element found in a dayan, is not found in an Asi. Shari Dayanata Mitzvah La Rasai. There's a special unique halacha, right? We know Zokin Mamri. You cannot rebel against the, you know, the Dayanim in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So Dayan has that advantage. You cannot go against his halachic verdict. That's not found by a Nasi. He's not a Dayan. Karei Nasi. Shiyata Mitzvah La Rasai. Halarei Asai. There's no warning against going against his halachic decisions. On the flip side, there's an advantage to a nasi, not found by a dayan. Shanasi at the mitzvah halamur asai. Hashem told Yeshua, who is the leader, right, the supreme leader, if anybody turns their back and does not follow your lead, right, somebody who rejects you, it's bad news, right? He has a chiv misa. That's unique to a nasi. So anasi at the mitzvah halamur asai. That is not found by a dayan, right? Kri dayan, unless, you know, it's a halachic decision. There's no, he's not the supreme leader. Kri dayan shi'yata mitzvah, there's no tziva alam ra'asai on this activity. So bottom line, there's an unequality here. They're not exactly the same. Hatzad ha'shava shebehem, So let's look for a common denominator, a factor found in both Nasi and Dayan, and attribute the halacha of Klala to that. Shein ba'amcha. Very simple. Rashi says, Oisin ma'asa amcha. They're a practicing member of our community, right? And they're a favata muzar al kalulasan. You're warned against doing a klala to them. Same thing with the father. Or according to some of Farshim, same thing with any Jew. Af ani avi avicha. Same thing with father. Sheba amcha. He's a practicing yid. Va'ata muzar al kalulasan. Likewise, you may not curse him. That's your source. Well, malatzad shabash behen, perhaps let's look at a different aspect of commonality between a dayan and a shayfet, which will and a nasi, which will exclude father. Why? Shekein gadlusan gedulasan gomer lehen. Each one of these has special elevated status, special position in our nation. Perhaps that's the cause, that's the reason. But father doesn't necessarily have that. That's why we have to insert a third element, a third leg, so to speak, into our equation. We have another pasuk, yet a third pasuk. Don't curse a cheirish, even a deaf person. Tamalem is a kal cheirish. Bu'umlalim, he doesn't have a very elevated position in our community. He's actually a wretched person, a lowly person. He's an unfortunate person. Bu'umlalim shaba amcha hakasim redaber. The Torah is warned again, addressing against insulting this unfortunate member of our community. So it's not elevated status, that's the reason for the Isser. Says the Gemara, no, but still, you know, on the flip side, a cherish perhaps is more sensitive. And therefore we have to take more care. And that's not found by father. Mala cherish, shigin chavishasvei garmaloi. So he also has an element on his side, to so to speak, to his advantage. Well, says the Gemara, Nasi v'dayin echichu. Nasi v'dayin don't have that, unfortunate, element to them. And still there's asur of isur of klala. Well, Nasi v'dayin, they have an advantage. Sheishken gedulas and gomran, they have the elevated status. So perhaps that's the reason. Well, cherish echich, cherish will undo that, because he doesn't have elevated status. And we sort of ping-pong back and forth. We can't blame it on the cherish aspect, because they don't have it. We can't blame it on them. So we go back and forth. The advantage here is not found there, and vice versa. So we got to find some sort of common denominator amongst all three. Dayan, Nasi, and Cherish. Ha'atzad ha'shavash ben shehin ba'amcha. Right there, ba'amcha. Va'at muzer al kelulason. He had warned against cursing them. Afani avi avicha. Likewise, father, she'ba'amcha. He is a practicing member of our community. Va'at muzer al kelulason. Don't curse him. Well, hold it. There's still something that ties all three together, not found by father. They're unusual. They're different. So perhaps that's the reason. Says the Gemara, you're right. You're right. Ella, we're going to switch over and find another alternate source for the Isra Klala by father. So as mentioned, the Torah cites three examples of Isra Klala. We have Nasi, Dayan, and Cherish. Why write all three? Two would have been enough. And learn the third one from those two. LMK, Nichtav, Kra'i, Elohim, V'Cherish. Either Dayan and Cherish, and automatically you'll know the Nasi. Because you can't say it's because the Dayan is great, the Cherish is not. You can't say the Cherish is because he's in a bad state and very sensitive to insult. Because the Dayan doesn't have that. So you go back and forth and you include the Nasi as well. Or Oy Nasi v'cherish, or you have the Nasi and the Cherish serving as a catalyst for the third one, which is a Dayan. So why mention Elohim Lamali? Why mention the Dayan? Imein inin l'gufai. If it's not needed for its own sake, because it could be learned from the other two, tnei inin l'aviv, let's apply it to the father. Here we go. Says the Gemara, nichlam ad amar Elohim chayim. So that all works if the word Elohim, as we said, refers to not a holy entity, not Hashem. It means, a position of authority, a dayan who's in authority, right? So it's a dayan and it's extra, and therefore it'll cover the father as well. So then we can, you know, we can find our source. But if you say that El Madamar Kodesh, if you say this word is really referring to Hashem, so there goes your whole, you know, it's not an extra pasuk, it's not even referring to Dayan. Michael Amemar, so we're stuck. Asanya, we have a Brisa, Elohim is Choyl, referring to a Dayan. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kibayim, Elohim is Kodesh. V'tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, in fact, Ashor Elohim HaBarachas Hashem Minayin, where are we warned against Berachas Hashem from this pasuk? Tamalem Elohim Leisakalo. Well, says the Gemara, you know what, you can still learn Dayan from here. Learn it out of Elohim Kodesh. L'mandamar Elohim Elohim Choyl. Answers the Gemara like this. We say that it's a dayan. Gamar kodesh mechoy. We learn berachas Hashem from there. We can't do a klal to a dayan. Certainly not to Hashem. On the other hand, damal lekim kodesh. If it's referring to Hashem, so likewise gamrin and chol mekodesh. Just like there's no berachas Hashem allowed, there's no klal to a dayan allowed. So back to where we started. We have a pasuk for dayan. Says the Gemara, bishlam el madamar lekim choyl. Gamar kodesh mechoy. Hold it. If Elohim is choyl, yeah, sure. We can base the Isra of Birchas Hashem on that as well. Because if you can't be Mekal Adayim, certainly not Hashem. Elam Adam Alekim Kodesh. But if you say Alekim is Hashem, who says we can learn a Dayan from that? Gomar Chol Mekodesh? Who says? Dilma perhaps, Akodesh Azar. Maybe there's a warning against Birchas Hashem. Achodli Hazar, but on the Dayan who's not Kodesh, there's no Azhara. Says the Gemara, actually, it's not just that we're drawing a parallel. There's an extra inference in the pasuk to cover a dayan in Cain. If it were only referring to Hashem, lichtav krala sakel would say like sakel, singular lashon yachid. My lisa kalel, why kalel, which is a double lashon, extra lamed, adds another form of klala, and that switches the definition of the word lekim. So now once we have two, so lekim can mean two things. Rashi says the lekim nami beid l'shenius yeshba. It covers two interpretations. It covers kodesh, Hashem, and also choyl adayin. So back to square one, we have a pasuk for adayin, which is an extra pasuk. And yeah, now we can extrapolate father from there as well. We have a azhara against klala of father and mother. Shema minotarti. Okay, so in summation, a klala to father or mother is liable to skila. It applies to abbas, tumtum, adreganus, father separate, mother separate, and the ashara, as we just learned. Next on the list of skila is a nara hamurasa. Haba, if a person interacted physically with a nara murasa, isha who was a nara, which is a very narrow time frame from 12 years old up until she turns a begeres, which is 12 and a half. So if she's a nara, she's murasa, she's niskadesh by somebody, she was engaged, and we have a total of four sort of conditions here to generate this liability. Habal nara murasa, so ene chayev, he's only chayev achdei nara, that's the age factor, besula, so it's the first physical interaction. Murasa engaged, vibevesavia, she's still in her father's home, as opposed to having sent her off, you know, with the husband's shliach. Bo oleh shnayim, suppose two people were involved with her, and Rashi says, not the regular way, so she's still considered physically a besula. Harishan, so the first is beskila, because she's considered a nara murasa, a besula. Vasheni, but the second, bechenek. He loses the skila because she lost her besula status, despite the fact and she's still physically a basula, her hymen membrane is still intact. Nevertheless, since she interacted with a man in any which way, she loses that status, and there's only chenek applied in this case. Tana Rabban. Nara means v'loy b'geras, as opposed to overage, right? Past 12 and a half. Basula means v'loy b'ula. Murasa means v'loy nesua, not married. Bevei savia, prat, as opposed to l'shem masar av, l'shluchi abal. So if the father sent her with the husband's limousine, that's already out of his domain. Amar Bidamarav. Zu, our Mishnah, that limits it to 12 to 12 and a half age gap, Divra Meitzra Meir speaking, because he says a ketana who's underage, below 12, doesn't really qualify. Ava Chacham Oimrim, they say it does. Naro Murasa, afilu ketana b'mashma. The pasuk is only excluding overage, past by geres. But below 12 is still considered. She will not get punished because she's underage, but he will get the same skila as a naro. Amale Rav Achma Difle Ravina. How do you know that Rav Mishnah is excluding underage? Mimai Masis and Rav Meir. Who says Rav Mishnah is going like Rav Meir? Ulumat Tana exclude underage. Nami. Dimu Rabbanani. Perhaps it's the Rabbanan speaking. We're only excluding overage. Ulumuti Begeres. Vesoloi. Not more than a Begeres is being excluded, but a Ktana is included. Amale. Take a look at the wording of the Mishnah. Mishnah says he's only chayiv ad until she's a nara, which sounds like age 9, 10, 11 does not conform, only from 12 onward. Amalei hai, look at the Mishnah. Ein chayiv ad shetei nara besula murasa. Now, if the Mishnah was really including a underage isha, it wouldn't say it like ad. It would say ein chayiv ala al nara besula murasa, as opposed to overage, but underage is also. The fact that it says ad indicates that we're leaving out the underage, just like the overage. We boy, they should have said it the other way. Vesulamidi, and that ends our discussion. There's no more to discuss here. So it's a pretty clear implication of the Lashon HaMishnah. So now comes the next question. Suppose it was underage. She's exempt because she's underage. Ketana's not chayiv in the Anshin. But he's an adult. What is he going to get now? The skila, as though she would be 12, or perhaps it's downgraded to chenek. He asked Rav a question. Okay, so what happens? This fellow got involved with a ketana murasa. Sorry. Now we're going to Rameir. We're switching over to Rameir. He says underage is not considered part of this parasha. All agree from 12 to 12 and a half is considered. Beyond 12 and a half, overage, too late. Below 12. So, Rabbanan says, skila still applies to him. Rameir says it does not. The question is, what happens now? Is he totally exempt? I mean, she is exempt for sure. What about him? Totally exempt? Because it's one package. If she doesn't go, he doesn't go. Or does he get something? Does he get at least chenek? What happens here? Legamri Maitle? Is he totally excluded? And there's no punishment at all? Legamri Mamitle? Oy miskila Mamitle? Or are we excluding him from skila? And he gets chenek. And Merlesi says he does get chenek. Mistavra, it's logical to say miskila Mamitle. Now he doesn't get the skila, but he gets the chenek. Question is, Vaksiv Umesukam Shneim? We have a pasuk that puts them together. And it sounds like it's either both or nothing. Right, actually, this is by a different parasha, it's by the Eshes Ish. Right? But in any case, we learn from there that they have to be sort of on the same page, the same level of liability. Achu Shneim Shavin. They have to both be on the same level of culpability. And if she is a potter because of the fact that she's underage, how can you apply Misa to him? Shasak Rav. So Rav was sort of stumped. He didn't respond. Amar Shmuel, what's the problem? My time is Shasak Rav. Why did he get stumped? There's another pasuk indicating that even this type of case is Chayav. V'neim Ali, he could have responded from a different pasuk. Umesa ish, we have a pasuk by a Nara Hamurasa. Actually, over there, she was forced to do it. It's an Oines, so she's really Pater. But the pasuk says, still, despite the fact that she's exempt because of the circumstance, the man is Chayef. V'nembele Umesa ish, ashashach v'ima levadoi. The word levadoi is extra to teach us that in our case as well, even though she's underage, right, and he's the only one that's going to be Chayef, he's going to be Chayef Misa. So actually, this question is a machlekes tanoim. Again, a case where she's underage and she's exempt. Is he going to be liable to Misa? Good tanoim. It's basically a question of which pasuk we focus on. Gam shneim, it's all one, so it's all, both or nothing. Or levadoi, each individual on his own. Good tanoim, umesu gam shneim, ad shiyu shneim shav. So according to Rabbi Yeshia, ad shiyu shneim shavin, they both have to be on the same page. If she's potter, he's potter. Div Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yonasan Neymar, no. Let's focus on the other pasuk of Levadai. Individual responsibility. Umeisa Yish Asher Shachiv Mo Levadai. So there you go. Machlokes Tanoim in this regard. Now, he focused on this pasuk, he focused on the next pasuk. What does he do with the other pasuk? And what does he do with the other pasuk, right? V'idach and the other shita, ahu, ahi, umeisig am shneim my darsh be. What does he do with the pasuk of shneim? Umarava lemuti maisei chidudim. It's coming to exclude if there was no real significant physical interaction as married, it was just like sort of a bumping into each other. That's not really considered shneim, and therefore there's no misa, and that's excluded from the pasuk umeisig am shneim. It has to be an act of unison, union, right? V'idach, now the other shita says, well, actually, there's no need for a pasuk to exempt ma'asa chidudim, lav klumi, it's not considered a significant act which would trigger a chiv misa regardless, forget about it. V'idach, now what does the other shita do with levadai? Hai levadai my darish bay? K'desanya, it's coming to teach us something else, entirely different. Slightly related to our discussion, but a different halach. K'desanya. Bo oleha asara bnei adam. Suppose 10 people were involved with this nara murasa, shaloi kedarka. So still a besula, vadaini besula, kulam beskila. So according to chachamim, since she's still in the status of a besula, they did not puncture her hymen membrane. So then skila applies to all 10 of them. Rabbi Eimer, no. Harisha beskila, only the first one gets skila. But once that happens, since she had some form of physical interaction, she lost her besula status for this regard, for the halacha of sekila, v'kulam b'chenek, and following that person, all 9 of them only get chenek. Tan rabbanon, ubasish kain ki seichel lizne. Let's go back to that old discussion. A woman from a kain family who strays from her fiancé or her husband, depending on the different shitas. In any case, instead of getting the standard punishment, which is either skila if she was engaged or chenek if she was married, there is a halacha called sereifa, death by burning, applied to a bas kohen. Ki seichel is nice, Rabbi Eimer. What does seichel mean? Rabbi Eimer tchila means the first, her first experience. In a minute, the Gemara will explain what this means. V'cheinu Eimer umeisa isha sheshochem olavadei. Consistent with that pasuk we said before, of levadei. Now, Michael Amar, what's Rabbi teaching us here? What's the meaning of his statement here? Amar Buna b'de Rishua, Rabbi Kirishmol Svirli. Rabbi was just highlighting Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The Amar who says Arusa Yotzel Sreifa v'lein Nesua. Sreifa by a bas kohen is unique to an Arusa. Once she's married and she strays, there's no Sreifa. V'chikamen, that's what he meant to say. Im Tchilas Bia business, if her first physical interaction was inappropriate, meaning, i.e., she was not yet with her husband, she was only engaged to her husband, and she went and she strayed. So this was a bas kohen, an arusa, who was mezana. Then, yeah, besreifa, she gets reifa. V'idach, but once she's married, in ishes ish, sreifa no longer applies, rather it's bechenek. My bechen. Now what's the correlation with that pasuk that he brought? He brought a support from a pasuk, levadai, kiyasam. We compare it to the story over there, and that pasuk actually speaks about a different case. A regular nara murasa, a Yisraelis. Right, and the pasuk speaks about it and what happened, and there's skila. So we just sort of compare it, just like over there it's a first time experience. Here as well, kiyasa ma'asam betchilas biyak mishtoi. We're speaking about her first physical interaction because she was merely engaged to her husband. Mishtoi kamishtoi kro. That's what the pasuk speaking of. Achanami here as well by sreifa needs to be a arusa betchilas biyak kamishtoi kro. It's her first interaction. She was merely engaged, not yet married to her husband. Amuli rabbi barabaye. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, didn't explain Rebbe's statement like that. Umani, who's my Rebbe? Rabbi Yosef. He had a different explanation in what Rebbe was trying to teach us. As follows. Rebbe Kuramir Svirli. You may recall we had a discussion then. Let's say the woman from the Kayan family got involved. She married a person she shouldn't have. A mamzer, a echa. Does that change? Is that Rameir says that downgrades her status? She no longer has that elevated bas kohen status, which would generate sereifa if she's straight. She loses that status, and she just gets regular chenek. And that's what Rebbe was trying to teach us as well. Rebbe Kuramir Svirli, the Amar. This is le'echad min apsulin. Once the bas kohen marries a posel, misasa b'chenek, she gets downgraded, and if she's straight, she only gets chenek. V'chik Amar, And that's what Rebbe was teaching us here as well. The pasuk says, "Uvas koyin ki seichel lizneis." Ki seichel can have two meanings. Tchila, it's her first experience. And seichel can mean chilo. She got mundane, she got affected, right? Im tchilas achalosa biznus. So, if her first chilo, her first inappropriateness, was znus, not with her husband, meaning she was merely engaged to her husband when it happened, so at that point, b'sreifa. She gets her sreifa because, sorry, if her first chilul happened through znus, meaning she was married to a adam kasher, that did not affect her status, it wasn't machalul her, she was fine with him, and she turned and she strayed, and that made her, that was machalul her, right, that lowered her status. So if that happened through znus, so meaning she was married to adam kasher and then she did this, and b'sreifa, she gets reifa. V'idach, but otherwise, she had already been nizchalel. How? By having married an adam pasul. So this now deviation, this nus, is not really her first downgrade. She's already downgraded by her husband. Sreifa does not apply. Rather, v'idach b'chenek. Umay v'chein. Now what's the point of bringing that other pasuk? That's a whole discussion by Naro Murasa, nothing to do with the Bas Kain. We're speaking about a Israelis there, and just saying this: she was engaged, and she was her first physical interaction happened under you know those circumstances. So it's a different story there. Here we're speaking about her first chilul. There we're speaking about the first Masa Bia. So what's the connection? Simon Obama, you're right. It's just sort of a correlation. It's just a simon. First. Right? So we see that there it's a first, and there is Misa, and there is, you know, here as well. It's specific to her first chilul experience. Okay, so in summation, we learned about three things that generate skila, chilul Shabbos, provided it's the severe act of chilul Shabbos, as opposed to tchumen or havara. Mekal of ve'imoy, we covered that as well. We discussed Nara Murasa with all the preconditions. Nara, Murasa. What about not Nara, Abigeras? Doesn't apply. What about Ektana? There's Machlekes. Nara, Besula, Murasa, Bebesavia. And we discuss some halachas regarding Eivas Koyen as well. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.